Salam. Hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Live, Love, Laugh and Grow with Fido. It's been a few weeks since our first episode, but I'm back again with another refreshing topic, which is gratitude. Yes, today we're going to be talking about gratitude. First of all, let's start by defining the term. What is gratitude? Gratitude, simply put, would be said to be an act of saying thank you or expressing appreciation towards someone or something good that's been done to an individual in return. So, let's dive into the essence of this entire episode. You know, goodness and bad things are blessings. They are all trials. And we can all agree it's no secret any longer. Every single one of us experience this thing. Good things and bad things happen to us. We do go through difficult times and we go through happy times, and none of these things really last. It's more like a bumpy road. Like, it comes and goes. You go up the hill and down over and over again. Like, that's just the cycle of life. Like, that's just how life operates. Now, in Surah Al-Ibrahim, verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "When your master declared, 'Even when you are the least bit grateful, I will increase you, increase you, increase you, and increase you, I swear to it.'" Now, this is Allah promising us, promising you and I, to increase us in whatever it is that we wish for, whatever we desire. So far as it is beneficial to us, that it is granted that He will give it to us in multitudes, like in folds. Now, it wasn't even specified what exactly, it just says, "I will increase you." Normally, when we pray, we ask, "Oh Allah, increase me in health, oh Allah, increase me in knowledge, oh Allah, increase me in wisdom, increase me in wealth, and whatnot." But in this verse, it wasn't specified. So it literally means that He is going to increase you in whatever it is you desire, in multitudes and folds of it. And another beautiful thing about this ayah also is the fact that Allah used "I." He said, "I swear to it." Usually in the Quran, when Allah swears, the term "we" is what is often used, not "I." But "I" was used in this verse just to show us, like, the magnitude, like, the value, the essence of gratitude in our lives. So even if you show a little bit of it, a little bit of this attitude, in any way or form, Allah has promised to increase you in whatever it is you desire. Now, that's the Almighty, and nothing can be compared to His mercy, love, and compassion. Absolutely nothing. But know this, wherever a person shows gratitude, wherever you portray such attitude, it will definitely come back to you in fold. An instance is, when a person does you a favor or is kind to you in any way or form, and you show appreciation, like you express your gratitude towards that person, even if it's just by smiling or your eyes beaming in some way, without even uttering the words "thank you," that person perceives it, feels happy and appreciated. That makes the person want to do more for you. It makes the individual happy to help you out over and over, as far as it is within their capacity. Like, they do it for you because you're a person that appreciates them, that shows gratitude, and it's welcoming. It's nice. It is a nice feeling, really. Another example is when you appreciate nature, the earth, that is our environment, it also gives back to us in fold. For instance, you pick fruits from a tree, you see a flower bloom beautifully in your home or garden or wherever, and that makes you happy, and you appreciate the essence of those things in your life, say by watering those plants, which doesn't really cost you a thing. It gives back to you some more. You get more fruits and the flowers bloom some more, beautifying your home, garden, or wherever. If a person is ungrateful, truth be told, you can not see the good in life. Like, you can never find peace, talk more of happiness. So stop being so gloomy, grumpy, pessimistic all the time. Stop looking at everything negatively. Stop complaining all the time. Stop being so cynical and criticizing, like, everything in life at all times. Be appreciative. Like, there's so much to be grateful for. There's so much to be grateful for. As humans, like, we are entitled beings. Like, we are so entitled. It's sickening, honestly. I mean, you're not better than those who aren't alive. There are some people that would give anything, just to have another day alive. But they aren't, and you are. You're not any better than them. You're not better than those that are sick with various kinds of terminal, devastating illness. Like, only God knows. Like, you aren't better than those people. You aren't better than those without shelter, food, and clothes to wear. You aren't better than your neighbor who doesn't have a car. You're not better than that classmate that wears same pair of shoe, like, all year round. Heck, you aren't better than the kid that hugs on the street and cannot afford to go to school. You are not entitled to all of these things that you have, like, all the blessings that you have in this life. You aren't entitled to those things. You're just privileged. All this, all that you are and you have today, is not thanks to you. It's not because you earned it or because you, like, you are entitled to it or anything. They're all just blessings and mercy of your Lord. So look around you and be grateful for and to your parents, for life, for your health, for your teachers, your friends, for being able to see, hear, talk, work, whatever condition you find yourself in. Just be grateful. Chances are you have it way better than so many people out there, and they have it way better than a lot of people out there, and so on and so on. Like, whatever situation you find yourself in today, just be thankful, because there's someone that has it worse than you do, and they're still surviving. Like, you have no reason, no excuse to be ungrateful as far as you're alive. Like, you're in this world, no matter how bad your life is, just know that someone has it worse, and they're still striving, they're still surviving. So you need to be grateful for everything that you have in this life. Like, just being alive alone is something to be grateful for. It doesn't matter what condition it is you're in, really. You being alive is something. It has to count for something. Come on. If you're homeless, you sleep under a bridge, and you're thankful that that bridge is there so you'll be able to sleep under it, you should be thankful. If you don't have food to eat, you don't have a healthy water to drink, and you still find some dirty, contaminated water to drink, appreciate that water. Like, appreciate that source. Be grateful for it, and God will increase you. That bridge you sleep under because you don't have a home, if you are ungrateful, God knows, like, some development company might just come and demolish it to create something else, and you will have to leave, and you have no bridge to sleep under anymore. You don't have clean water to drink, you're drinking dirty, contaminated water, and you're not grateful. Be rest assured, something can happen and that water would go away, and there would be nothing to drink from, and you would just be gone. And if you're grateful, God knows, someone might just touch someone else's heart who has more privilege than you do in life to come and provide your society with fresh and healthy water to consume from. Because you're grateful, God has increased you, or say elevated you to the next stage, because you're grateful for whatever it is that you had at that point. He increases you and takes you a step up further from where you used to be. So gratitude just goes a long way. Like, whatever condition you find yourself in, just be grateful. And rest assured that God will bless you some more. He will increase you and He will erase your worries. And for you to appreciate life, for you to be grateful in life, you have to go through all these things, like happy times and bad times. Like, it's a roller coaster, people. We all know. It's no secret. That's how life is. Like, nobody's life is perfect. Like, we are all bound to go through difficulties. So, I'm just saying, gratitude is a beautiful thing. It makes you look at life from different perspectives. It gives you peace. It brings about happiness. And, like, it brings just goodness your way, no matter how you look at it. Just appreciating wherever you are alive does you no harm. Rather, it just brings you more goodness, more blessings. Let's be appreciative, guys. Let's be grateful to people, our friends, our teachers, our parents, everything you can possibly think of. So with everything I've said so far, I hope that I've shed some light on gratitude, and I hope that you all take something away from this discussion. Anywhere I might have said something wrong or something that doesn't really sit well with you, I hope you apply it in ways that work for you in your own perspective. And I like to appreciate you all for tuning in to listen to what I have to say. I'm really grateful. I hope to see you next time on another episode of Live, Love, Laugh, and Grow with Vido.